Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
Hey, Chaz is on with us, BT. Chaz Palminteri, of course.
I love Chaz.
Calling from the Bronx, getting set for your Yankees. What's up, Chaz?
Chaz!
How are you, fellas? No, I just called up to say, look, you know me. Diehard Yankee fans, just the M&M boys, Mickey and Roger Maris. But here's the deal. We're not afraid of the Astros. We're not at all. We have so much hatred for them that our hatred for them has taken over beating them. Really, that's the way I feel. Just so they could go home yesterday, I watched that game. I was screaming just so they could go home and say, yes, you lose, go home.
Right,
go home.
But wouldn't you, Chaz, wouldn't you want to send them home?
Yeah, you know what? When Altuve hit that home run, you know, and you know, they cheated so much that I go, no, you don't deserve even to play us. I'm serious.
Really?
I'm not afraid of them at all.
No,
I'm not afraid of them.
No, not Chaz.
No,
go ahead.
I'm really not, but it's the hatred for the cheating. Because baseball to me is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is sacred to me. And the cheating that they got away with, God knows how many years, I go, you know what? Go home. Sorry, you don't deserve to be here. But you know, look, I'm rooting for my Yankees. I'm a diehard. I'm excited about it. I'm a little concerned. We got 9 days off. I am concerned about that. I hope the pitchers are not stale. I'm praying, you know, 9 days off. I go, all right, what a great schedule that is.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know. You get a bye, and then you got to worry about being 9 days off. So I am a little concerned by that. But
you going to the game, Chaz? You going Saturday?
Oh.
Of course he is.
You know I'm going to the game.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I'll be there. And,
just checking.
Look, I'm excited. But I just want to know, why is it always we have all the pressure on us to win the World Series?
Because we're the Yankees, Chaz.
Simple.
The Yankees.
But what about the Mets when they got this, you know, they spent a lot of money on a team.
Highest payroll.
They're going to have pressure.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to feel pressure tonight. They can't blow this series now. That will be a bad look for them. Chaz, I got to say, before we let you go, and it's very cool to talk to you here, I got to call you out on one thing, though.
Oh, God.
I'm not buying the Astros. I'm not buying the Astros stuff because you said the cheating
all
stuff.
Right.
Do you hate the Astros because they cheated, or do you hate them because they beat you repeatedly?
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They cheated and they beat us.
Because let's not make it like, you know.
No, but with Roger
Clemens didn't cheat. I mean, Roger Clemens cheated, and you won with him. So it's not just about the cheating.
And I just want to say, yes, before I go, I know you got to go. I just want to say Pete Rose should have been in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
No doubt, Chaz.
Yeah. Go with Pete. Don't pull me into this.
30 years. Oh, people get out sooner for committing a murder.
I know.
Okay? He paid his time. And the poor guy before he died, Ohtani, what's his name? The pitcher, I forgot his name.
Ohtani.
Who got caught. Oh, yeah. $41 million he lost. Excuse me. He knew about it.
Hey, Chess.
Give me a break.
Hey, Chess. Now, Chess, now you can't leave.
Chaz,
good luck to you, Yankees, Chaz. We appreciate you checking in. That was pretty cool. I've never talked to him before.
I could watch that movie all day. I love what he calls. He called a few times in the past. He's a massive Yankee and WFAN fan. He's the best.
He's been doing stuff on that show Gravesend with Will DeMayo, who I met. Well, where are you getting a BT and Sal show involved here? We want to come out there. Rosenberg, all right?
Sid's on that show?
Yeah, that's right. Sid's on there as well.
Get that nice tan, even though it's October. Sid's always tan.
Go hang out with Will and Chaz on set at Gravesend.
Yeah, Sid, exactly.
Oh, my God. He is tan, that guy.
I had a call. Like, I get what Chaz is saying about the hatred for the cheating, but come on. I mean, Yankees have cheated. Other teams have cheated, meaning individuals doing steroids. That's not the reason that the Yankee fan was happy that the Astros are out. It's because the Astros have owned you.
I gotta be honest. I don't take much pleasure. Maybe I just don't concern myself with the stuff that's not immediately in my view anymore. But, like, when they got knocked out, it really didn't impact my world.
I'm more with you.
Honestly,
than anything else.
If they were there, let's go. Now, listen, the cheating, of course, whether it's Clemens, I'm not even sure that I really truly buy the Pettit HGH stuff. I don't want to go down that,
By the way, he owned up to it, and I like
that. I love Andy Pettit as well, but I'm not sure that I fully buy it as just the recuperative thing. Whatever, I've been on the record with that, but I don't need to go there now. The Yankees have been littered with cheaters, so have the Mets, all the baseball, the Oakland A's back in the day, but the depth of the cheating, is really what that's my issue with the Astros. When you start leaning on technology, that's different than pumping up with steroids or HGH. That's next level devious.
That was above and beyond. And by the way, I'm not saying you can't hate the Astros. Like, obviously, it was a despicable thing to do for the sport, and I could see that you'd be happy that they'd be out. I don't believe that that's why Yankee fans, like, the Yankee fans weren't the only ones wronged by the Astros cheating. Nobody then cheated. So there wasn't this overall feel. Like you said, I couldn't care less. Like, they cheated. I wanted to see the Yankees beat the Astros for a change.
Would have been good theater.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it would have been theater. And they got the horses to do it this year. But I don't know. The Astros got to go slink back in their hole. Season's over. Suckers. Sorry.